One thing we want to encourage is not just to rest, but to keep praying. It's so important. I know sometimes things don't work like you want them to be, and that we have prayers that are unanswered, or we think that are unanswered, and Garth Brooks makes a cute little song out of it. But truth be told, we get frustrated when things don't happen the way that we think they should happen, when we lose those who we didn't want to lose, while somebody over here saved, God saved, and we give God credit for saving them. But don't stop praying. Never, never, never stop giving your words or your thoughts to God. Listen to a couple of the Psalms. There are so many, but listen to this one right here. Why, Lord, do you stand afar off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? Psalm 13, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? And so don't be afraid to talk to God. Don't be afraid to share. God, where are you? And why didn't you? And where were you? And all those questions that you have for God. Keep praying. Don't stop, because God works wonders. And I know that His ways are not our ways. We've talked about that, and that it hurts when my way didn't happen the way that God's way was. But just like in all the stories of old that we talked about, God knows what God is doing. And He will protect us. And even in our times of trouble, God will give us the strength to carry on, to know that we can make it through this world. Just keep praying, and don't ever stop talking to God. Praise Him in the good times. Praise Him in the bad times. Talk to Him when things are going well. Talk to Him when things aren't going so well. And be honest with God. I think we've been a little afraid of God. I think we've learned to pray to God from the kitchen table. These are not kitchen table prayers. These are agonizing prayers of, God, where were you? I needed you. God is not too small to take on our frustration. So don't stop praying to God. Never, ever give up your communication to God, because God is greater than us and God knows best. Never stop praying. Know that God is God. Job. All right, Job in the story. Read the story of Job in the Bible. Everything stripped. The worst case scenario, no good, never bad, never good day that anybody could ever have was Job. And so he began to question God. And God simply told Job in Job chapter 38, he starts reading these. He said, I will question you and you will answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Where were you, Job? Job, I'm God. And sometimes in this world, whether it's COVID or sickness or stress or depression, we need to understand that God still is God. And that He created the world. Can I get an amen? I think I heard one or two. God is still God, and we need to understand that He still rules and He is still on the throne. Not all of life makes sense, but He is still God. And maybe the greatest point today is to understand that in the end, we still win. That's the book of Revelation. That's that in a nutshell. We win. Those who are on God's side win. Let's read the passage together really quickly, because I know we're running out of time and I don't want to lose you on the radio. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. And I saw a holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among His people. And He will dwell with them, and they will be His people. And God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear. He will wipe away every tear. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order has passed away. You see, in the end, we win. If you belong to God, you win no matter what happens in this world. COVID, sickness, death, depression, whatever it is, we win. In the end, with God, hold on to that. My good friend Jason Thornton, who preaches in Tulsa, Oklahoma, talked about this week about the gap between what I want and what God is providing. And sometimes that gap just doesn't always match up, that we want this and God hasn't given this. And so there's a gap, and in between that gap is faith. And so this morning, what I want to invite you to do is to join me in the gap. To join me in that gap. I loved it because I didn't know how to finish this. And Jason, I think Jason Thornton is one of the best guys ever. Just a good soul and a fantastic preacher. So I'm so grateful for this. Join me in the gap. In what you want and desire and what God is willing to give, or what the direction that God is going in that gap that is in between, that's called faith. We can't see it. We have no evidence to show that that's the way that things are going to work out, but we simply trust and we meet God in His way in faith. So what I want to encourage you this morning to do is to join me in the gap. The gap that is called faith. And when you just can't, make sure you rest, make sure you pray, make sure you know who God is, make sure that you understand that we win, and hang out in the gap, because God has got us, and God will deliver us. Let's sing a couple more songs this morning, and be blessed in Him as you jump in to the gap this morning in faith, in waiting on God.